تاس سے اصطلاح کر. This seems to be Zuchus, Erinishmus, Moshe Zedek, a dear friend, Moshe Zedek Ben Zerach, Hakohen. We did emit him. Mr. Shem, I've designed a bit of a shir which may have some connection to what we're missing. So what have we to say about Parshas Shlach Lecha? Well, the famous story that takes place in this Parsha is the Meraglim. And as we know, at the beginning of the Meraglim story, these men were chosen. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu who to choose. And who was these people? The Baal HaTzurim says, from the first passage, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. He says, Sof Tevis, the end of these words, spell out Chochom. Shiei Anoshim Chochomim V'Sadikim. You have to, Moshe Rabbeinu, choose men who are great in Chochmah and Sikkus. Now, why particularly of all the qualification of a spy? To find out the defenses of the country, do you need a Chochom? I wouldn't think that's the first characteristic. And what does it mean you should choose? What do you mean he didn't choose? He was told you have to use the Rosh Dei Nasiim, you have to use the Nasiim. I couldn't choose, it was the Nasiim. What did he choose? I can't choose either. They are Chochom and Sadiqim, or not choose that they are Chochom and Sadiqim. That's our first thing. What actually person was chosen? These murderers and Nasiim, and how are these crimes? Well, we seem to have a conflict. A steer and Rashi. Rashi begins with the Abilit Parsha. He says, Osa Shaka Sheim Hoy. At that stage, they were kosher people. Then Rashi says later on, when they came back, they were rotten from the beginning to end. Ma Birsam Beitzara, Atalikum Beitzara. Just as they came back in a bad state, they were always bad. Make up your mind. Were they rotten from the beginning, or were they kosher people from the beginning? Estina. The Arizal brings down an interesting connection to our Meraglim. It says when the Shvatim came down to Mitzrayim to look for Yosef HaTzadik, and they were standing in front of Yosef HaTzadik, but they didn't realize him. Yosef said the following words to them. For Yisrael Yosef also remembered his dreams, and he said to him, Meraglim Atem, you are Meraglim, you Shvatim, you've got to spy out the land. Says the Arizal, brought down by the Sefer Merashomish. Masha Ova Yosef Lochim Meraglim Atem. Now that Yosef said to his brothers, you are Meraglim. Hoyotza Meraglim Shiraga Esau. He meant, you are the Meraglim who Moshe Rabbeinu said to spy out the lands of Israel. Now, what's the connection between the ten Shvatim and the Meraglim? What's the connection between them? Now, there's two strange things in reference to the actual names of the Meraglim of our Pasha. It says, the Mata Ephraim, the one who represents Ephraim, was Hoshea Bunun. And then it says, the Mata Yosef, and the tribe that represents Yosef, the Mata Nasha, which is Mata Nasha, that was Gadi Ben Susi. Now, why is Shevet Menashe called Shevet of Yosef? I mean, Yosef had two children, Menashe and Ephraim. And we know the main one is Ephraim. So if you're going to choose one, you would say, the Shevet of Yosef is Ephraim, not Menashe. How come over here it says the main one is Menashe? Another interesting thing, famous question. When it came to Hoshea, he says to the Pasuk, yeah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu said. And but before he went on the journey, Vayikra Moshe LeHoshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. He changed the name of Hoshea Ben Nun and he made it Yeshua. Now, why did you change the name? Well, you're worried that everyone's going to do a bad job. So we want to make sure that they will be successful because they're not starting on a good state. So let's change the name and then they will have success. So if that's a good trick, why didn't you change the name of all the Meraglim? And then everyone will be happy. Everyone will be successful. Why are you only doing it to Hoshea? You change it to Yeshua. Now, there's a beautiful answer to most of these questions, but it leads us to other questions. From the Maharal Shemesh, and it's actually a quote from Narizal. Basically, it's an answer from Narizal. It says, on one
down here, one hey.
It says over here, one does a hey. Says the following. Hashem Yisbaruch HaYodeh Shemaragim Asitin Letos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Meragim were going to make a bad mistake. Zestim Hashem Shemaragim Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, choose Chachamim. What do you mean choose Chachamim? Sheyim Shach Lekoech Meragim Neshom Yisrael. Put into every one of this Meragim who's not good. Put into them Kedusha, Chachamim Tzadikim. Bring Neshomas into them. Moshe came also then. Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe called out the Meraglim, Nishmas Seisto. He put into each one of the Meraglim the Shevet, one of the Shvatim Kadoshim, from they put into each one of the Meraglim. Reuben had Reuben, Shevet, Reuben had Reuben, Shevet, Shimon had Shevet, Shimon. Vechin Kulam. And therefore, there was two in the Meraglim. Every Meragl was two people. There was Meraglim, there was Reuben, there was Meraglim, and there was Shimon. Everyone has. Yes. So therefore, the Mela, yes, they're rotten from beginning to end. Who was rotten from beginning to end? Meragel was rotten. But they were Kesherim, the Ota Shav, etc. Because I put into them the Shevet Kedusha of Reuven, the Kedusha of Shimon, Yehuda was there. All the Shvatim were also in the Chayim Kulam. Oh, no, says Arizal. The Meragel was from Menashe, Nisab and Nisham is Yosef. No, there's 12. There's 12 shvatim. There's 12 meraglim. And we've only got 11 shvatim. So Levi didn't go. So we're going to send two of Yosefs. We're going to do Menashe and Ephraim. Hello. Which one is Yosef? Is this the neshama of Yosef? Which one is he going to go into? Oh, man, the Rada Shem Nashi, says that's what the Pesuk says. The neshama of Yosef, Shevet, Yosef was Shevet Menashe. Yosef's neshama went into Menashe. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu looks down and says, I've covered all of you. There's one person I haven't covered. Nisha Yeshua Meregel Shevet Ephraim. Believe the neshama. There's one person who's in danger. Everyone else is fine. They've got their Shevet in them. They've got the neshama Shevet in them. Yeshua Hosea from Shevet Ephraim had no one. He's the only one in danger. Lechem, Nisar Moshe. Moshe was frightened. Penichos and Levi, he'll make a mistake. Vazikon Moshe, Loshe, Benun Yeshua. So he changed his name to upgrade him and help him. He doesn't have an Hashem of this shit. Or his Shevet is Loshe has already taken Yosef. So, beautiful answer to all our questions. Chachomim, Shvatim, Kedoshim, everyone is there for Yeshua. Change his name, covered. Now. How did changing his name help? And why, Taka, if all the Shvatim are there, why weren't they successful? If they're all covered, the only one in danger, the only one who could fail. And you put a change in his name, and Taka changed his name help. But why wasn't anyone else? So how did he change his name help? And how did anyone else fail? They had the Shvatim inside him. So, let us move to a bit of halacha first, before we answer. Now, there is the mitzvah of sixes in our time. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down, based on the pasuk in our pasha, a machlokas rishonim. In our pasha it says, "Vayilachem the sixes verisa mosam." You have to wear sixes and you have to see it. See the sixes and you remember all the mitzvahs. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. What do you mean read and see it? What type of mitzvah clothes is chayav a mitzvah? So the Rambam says, well, only when you can see. That means only in the daytime are you chayav a mitzvah. To see the mitzvah, that means only daytime you have to wear mitzvah. No, keep at night time, says the Rambam. Says the Rosh, no, it's a garment which normally is seen. So any day garment is chayav in mitzvah. Even if you wear it at night, you have mitzvah because it's going on the garment, not the time. So even at night you're chayav on the day garment. So we're machmir. Sofit brachos zahakel says the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, don't make a bracha unless you wear a day garment. Wear a day garment in the day, have sixes on it, then you can make a bracha. Let me cover your faces on those appear. Okay? Now, when is the first opportunity to make a bracha? What time of day can you put your sixes on, your talis, and make the bracha? So, it says in 2 Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, Me'ebis ha'merach ha'sitzes. When do you make a bracha on the sixes? The Shabbat in the morning, yeah, but when? Meshiyake ben tachelis shabon alovin shabon. But only when you can see enough light is there to see the difference between the blue and the white. And you've wear earlier from others, says the Rama. Yeshem and Mabarak. Some say you do make a bokeh. Says the Rama, we do have that minhag, as Ashkenazim, that we put an aftalis earlier, even from others, you can make a bokeh. I did it not, but if you do, you can be yotze your bokeh from them. Now, what's the machlokas? Normally, everything starts from a loser shachar. Why study by tzitzis? Does the machaber insist, no, loser shachar too early? You have to wait until you see the difference between the white and the blue friends. The chayder, the machlokas, is the mitzvah, a mitzvah, totally on day. When day starts? You have to do it in the day! Oh, you have to do it in the day! So, even from the loser shachar to the day! Or the mitzvah is not totally on time. The mitzvah is only when you can see. When you see, then you're chayv of the mitzvah. When you can't see, because the boss says, we're supposed to see it. Where can you see? The first time you can see is to see it properly. See the difference of blue and the white. So the mitzvah is only on day, and the mitzvah is only on seeing. Look, oh, that's the mark logos. However, there's a Morgan of Rome which will keep it able to ask the question. Morgan of Rome says, just as you can put it on at Losa Shachar, I make a bracha. So also, after Shkia, you can put a talis on after Shkia, before Seitz HaKachovim, and also make a bracha, says. Same Shitta. Says Rav Akiva Eiger, what you're talking about. Alot HaShach is daytime, and you can make a bracha. Shkia is Sofik day. How can you make a bracha on Sofik day? Says Rav Akiva Eiger, in one talis, extra, perhaps. Kvod is Mogadabom. Is the Toli Hakol Beria. Maybe the opinion of Morgan Avraham that you can make a bracha at Shkia is called Sitzes Chiyas, is when you can see it. And you can still see it at Shkia. You can still see it, so that you make a bracha at Shkia. And it's not Toli of day, it's not Toli of day time. So everybody now asks the following question. All the Achronim ask the following question. How can you say that Sitzes is dependent on seeing and not totally on day, and then you can say the bracha even after Shkia because you see it even before day. I don't care, you can see it. But where did the Morgan of Rome say his opinion in? He said, you can make your bracha after Shkia, and because the mitzvah is seeing, who's that going according to? According to the Rama, which says you make your bracha even from alone before you can even see. Because he says you can make your bracha from alone Sashacha, because it's not Tony on seeing, it's Tony on day. If it's Tony on day, so how can you make your bracha after Shkia? And you say you can make a bracha after Shkia, so just say it's not Tony on day and seeing. If it's Tony on seeing, then you can't make your bracha after Alos, you have to wait till later. How can you say it's the same shitta?
So they ask a beautiful Quran, and this is where we'll finish the halacha. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah in Maramokin number 2, hey,
Sixes.
Shemitzos Abiyom. Yalas Bei Mekor, we learn that from the Posuk. Our Posuk, Reisim Osam. Do you see it? Esha, I got a Sofik. When it says seeing, I got a Sofik. Esha Shizmanas Kolu Gamkein Meshiyot Atabed. Maybe the mitzvah is when you see your friend. If it's from when you see your friend, that's Alos. Or maybe Esha Shizmanas Meshiyot the same to Esha. Or maybe the mitzvah is to see the seeing. And then you have to wait to later, when you can distinguish between the blue and the white. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no one who says the mitzvah is day. Everyone says the mitzvah sits is to see. The shaila is what are you supposed to see in order to be hired in the mitzvah. According to Elohim, it's not that you're supposed to see your friend, then you're hired in the mitzvah. According to Mishiyake, if you're supposed to see the sixes and see the difference between the blue and the white. But the mitzvah is seeing and not daytime. Memela! Even if you hold the mitzvah to see your friend, but the mitzvah is not day, the mitzvah is to see. So even if you hold that loser shaka, you also hold of even after Shkia, you can see your friend even after Shkia, you can put your talents on and say the bracha then. Ad kan halacha.
Now, let us get back to our Agod. So, we concluded the mitzvah of sixes is to see.
What are we supposed to see? Okay,
this discussion. But what does the mitzvah of seeing sixes supposed to do? What's behind it? Why is the mitzvah of sixes seeing and what it's supposed to achieve? Let us see with open eyes what 2 Bob says the mitzvah of seeing sixes is supposed to achieve. In our pasta, Rashi tells us, the Baltic says, you're supposed to through sixes, not go after your heart and not go after your eyes. What's this heart and eyes supposed to do? What do you mean? Sixes are supposed to keep you away from your heart and eyes? Says Rashi.
Kamo Matur Aretz, like the Moroccanin.
Sixes is supposed to stop you being like the Moroccanin. Sixes is supposed to stop you being like the Moroccanin. Haleva Naim Hey Moroccanin, good, because our hearts and our eyes are the same as the Moroccanin. That they are the Moroccanin for our bodies. Matim Lord of Israel Beirut, and they try and convince us to do a Beirut. Ha'ayin Roa, the eye sees. The Leiv Cholot, and the heart has temptation. The good both does the best, and then the body does the veil. So what this is supposed to do, put them on, and you're not going to be the miracle. That, by seeing the sixes, will stop you being the miracle.
Now, I thought the veil of the miracle was that they spoke with their mouth, lost in horror. Not that they had bad eyes. What's wrong with their eyes? The veil they did is with their speech. And over here, why did the apostle over here say, don't go after your heart and don't go after your eyes? It's the wrong order. First, it should be, don't go after your eyes and then go after your heart. Because your eyes start everything off. Start the eyes and go to the heart. Why did the apostle say heart first before eyes?
And how does the sixes actually prevent the veils? Something special about it?
Let's move on. What was the actual availer of the miracle? Let us discover that. What's the actual Avera of the Meraglim? Says the Ramban, number 3. He says, I'll tell you firstly, that Sitzes is to stop you do Zenus. Okay, Nechem Zenus. Your Sitzes is to stop you to do any full-heartedly Zenus.
Okay. Now let's see a Mesha Chochma on our Pash. It says, in 3 base, of the Nechem and your children,
Yeron, Bemidbar, Benshon, now you're going to stack now because of the Chetam Radim, you're going to be that 40 years.
Why? Nosu as a Nuskehem, because they were over the Issa of Zenus.
You have to be 40 years in the Midbar because you were over the Issa Beira of Zenus. Says the Mishnah Chokhmah.
In Zenus? What are you talking about? Zenus!
If you talk about a very thing, Zenus, after the 2 biggies, Ego Hazov, and Meraglim, I would compare the Egor Zot to Zenus, denying God, not the Meraglim.
That's the Meshach Hoffman's question. So what is going on?
We have established out that Vera is Zenus. That sixes is stopping you doing Meraglim because it's stopping Zenus. But why is it Zenus? What did, can you say Meraglim is to do with Zenus?
Furthermore, Hashem always punishes Midah Keneged Midah. How many days? Hashem says, well, in 4 Aleph, Hashem says, well, since 40 days they walked around Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be every day, yeah, 40 years.
Hello.
They only did an Avera on one day, right at the end. Walking around, nothing's done wrong at the moment walking around Eretz Yisrael. Colin also walked around Eretz Yisrael, nothing wrong.
Yeah? The Avera is when they spoke. Why is it 40 days? It's one day, maybe 1 hour.
No, 1 hour of Avera over there. Well, maybe one day.
1 year. Why 40 years? Not Midah Keneged. It doesn't sound Midah Keneged Midah. How can that be?
So says the great Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel Zatza in his Sefer on the Torah. He says, Shoresh Achet Lashon Hara, the source of the Avera of Lashon Hara is not the mouth. It's iron raw. It's the bad eye. Shemitako amume b'nei odom. You're looking at a constantly with the eye in a bad fashion. You're using your eye to look at the problems of people. V'lo amalotom. You're not interested in their specialities and greatness.
Well, therefore, the Meraglim for 40 days were using that bad eye. They were analyzing everything they saw in a bad fashion. 40 days of Avera and 40 years of punishment.
Okay, so the bad eye is the source of the Avera of the Meraglim.
But we've got a bigger question. It said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that,
which is 4 Gimel heavy,
that's an Eichel. On Tisha B'Av, because of the Chet Meraglim and the Chorban and the Reed Eichel, it says Aleph Beis. It goes through the whole Aleph space, Kaseidah, in the Psukim of Eichel. Except for one, it puts the pay before the iron. It's the wrong order. Says the Gemara, why is the pay before the iron, not the order of the Aleph Beis? Says the Gemara, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bishmil Meraglim. It's because of the source of our problems of Eichel's Meraglim. And therefore the pay comes before the iron. Shomer v'pihem, ma'aseh lo ro'eh ein eichem. They said with their mouth what they didn't see with their eyes. It sounds from the Gemara over there that the Avera of the Meraglim was their lying's mouth. So we've got a bit of a stira now. Is the Avera their bad eye? Is that the Avera of Lashon Hara? Or the Avera of Lashon Hara is the lying's words of your mouth? The peg or the eye?
Vivacity.
Now, there is a Yalkut, in number 5, that tells us about the mission of the Meraglim. And it says like this,
as Eretz Kanan, they were told to spy out Eretz Kanan.
Why did he say Kanan? He should say spy out Eretz Yisrael. Why do you use the word Kanan? You should say, go and spy out Eretz Yisrael. Why Kanan?
Roh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ein Yisrael zog l'skus she'ikon to l'Eretz.
Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that really Yisrael don't deserve to go into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, nizke l'Yitzhak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember, Yitzhak Avinu. So learn of Avram. He was born to Avram. At what age? Ben Meyashon, at the age of 100. Vesora Vestishim, and Sora Meynu was 90.
Ah, Kanan, what Kanan? That's Kof, that's 20. Nun is 50, that's 70. Ayin is another 70, that's 140.
Nun is another 50. 140 and 50 make 190. That's Avram, Sora Meynu, 100 plus 90 when they had gave birth to Yitzhak. If you're Yitzhak, if you're born like Yitzhak at the age of 90, then you're Zohar to get Kanan. Otherwise you're not Zohar.
Now, why was the Bnei Yisrael not worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael? What was the Zohar of Yitzhak Avinu
that was needed to actually be used to get into Eretz Yisrael? And how are the Meraglim actually going to use this Zohar? Okay, you've got Zohar. How are you going to connect to this Zohar, which will get you in as a freebie card, the Joker card, to get you into Eretz Yisrael, which you don't deserve, is Yitzhak Avinu. How are you going to do it? So let's talk about Yitzhak Avinu.
Let's move to number 6. It says, we're supposed to be a Mitzrayim for 400 years.
That's what it says at the Brisbane of the Sorin. Says Rashi, we weren't. We were only there for 210 years. Where did you get 400?
Says Rashi, Mishanola Yitzhak. We're measuring 400 years from the time Yitzhak Avinu was born.
Oh. So now we understand. They weren't entitled to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because it's only 210 years as fast as God. If you want to leap forward to get that shot and look as if you are 400 years, then you have to look as if you come from Yitzhak Avinu. And if you connect to Yitzhak Avinu, now you can get into Eretz.
Now it says in Tehillim, in the beginning of Tehillim it says, Yosef b'shamayim Yitzchok,
sitting in Shemayim Yitzchok. But it's so funny, Yitzchok's name is not with a study in Tehillim, it's with a sin. Shinsin.
Says the Chidah, he heard and he saw from the Arizal the falling Peshat. The Sefer Lekutito Megor Arizal Pirish explains,
Tam, Lomakos of Yitzchak, why did it write Yitzchak with a shin? Below Yitzchak with a sati.
Ki ze medzaba agula sita, the hero of the maiden. Because sin, Yitzchak will have a sin when the future gula happens, then we'll have the gula.
Ayyidei Bina Eloi, with only through the Zechus of the sin of Yitzchak, which is absolutely high levels of understanding. Bina.
What is this Bina that will get us the Geula? And why is it described as chok, as joking?
What's this joking Bina which will get us the Geula in the future? Says the Gemara in Brochus that you're not allowed to joke around in this world. And if a Rasha is having a good time in this world, you better behave and give him the proper covers and don't mock him.
Says the Gemara, but it says you're allowed to, you're permitted to mock a Rasha.
So how can you say you can't mock a Rasha? Says the Gemara, lo kasha. Can you mock a Rasha or you can't mock a Rasha? It says you can't, it says you can, it's a Sira. Lo kasha.
Sadiq Gomo, have a Sadiq She'ena Gomo.
If you're Sadiq Gomo, you can mock a Rasha. If you're not a Sadiq Gomo, you're Sadiq, but not a Sadiq Gomo, you can't mock a Rasha. Those are the words of the Rasha. Now, what does that mean?
Why is only a Sadiq Gomo can mock a Rasha? The Pachad Yitzchak. Please, everyone, open their eyes after concentrating so long with your eyes closed. Please open them up. I'm going to read the Pachad Yitzchak inside number 6, Gimel, who's going to describe Sadiq Gomo. He's allowed to mock. Why?
Mahalach Inyan Kahu. This is the reason. Has spoke Shashar Mesakis the Rosh. It's good life for a Rosh in this one.
Who has spoke Baltukuna Hatfula.
Well, you can either mock him in two ways. You could either, well, it could be Hashem is mocking him.
Chadufa Vakut, love within. It's really,
externally, Hashem is saying, this guy's great. He's having a good time. He's got wonderful holidays, a beautiful house. He's doing well. Yeah, he's really enjoying himself. That's external spoke which Hashem's doing with the Rasha. He's making him feel good and he feels he's good.
But love is thin, but he's really, everyone's laughing at Rasha inside because he's doing this to make sure that when he gets to Olama MS, the end of swimming pools, the end of good parties and cars and fun, because there's none of that there, and you go up in smoke and dust of the earth.
So this fun stuff you have is in order to cause you problems in the World Cup. I'm really laughing at you,
but only internally.
Now, some Tzaddik, Tofus, and Tzokhanifa. A Tzaddik only sees external. Normal Tzaddik only sees external occurrence.
He's having a good time. He's a few tweets over to Rosh Hashanah, so that's how he sees it. Then, Arkane Gum, who opened it?
So he has to treat the Rosha like the Konstrom is treating the Rosha in an external fashion. That's what you see. So Hashem's good with him. You have to be good with him. Okay, also Lizzo, so you can't make fun of him.
Abu Sadiq Gomor, but Sadiq Gomor,
who are Sadiq Asher Penimas, Machaberiso, Bebehiros, the Bereus. And Sadiq Gomor is Sabbathis internalizing and be able to see with clarity everything that's inside, not just outside. He sees everything externally clear. In everything he sees, the looks, he sees clear. He sees the real thing that's going on. He sees Hashem is joking with him. And since he sees Hashem joking with him, he can joke with him as well. So something has to see and act with Rosh according to how he sees God in this world. If he only sees externally, then he can't make fun of the Rosh. If he can see God in everything, he can see the joke that Shem's playing on him, he can joke with him as well.
Therefore, that is Yitzchak Avinu.
So if you're going to ask, how are we going to be Zohar to get an extra 400 years we need? Not 270, Yitzchak Avinu, because that's 400 years. But only what type of years do we have to attach onto his mitzvah? We have to be Sadiq Gomor! That's why it's no FC12! We don't deserve it! Those 210 years! Sadiq Gomor, we see everything with clarity. Everything we look at, we see God's beautiful hand in every single item. DNA in this world. That's why it's a long time to say, how on earth?
Well, we are not on that level. So look at the continuation of the Chizor's Arizal. He says, Ashraf it on my mazal. Now understand what mazal says.
Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'ovus. Kosh Baruch Hu said to the Ovus, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, in Tal Oz Echon, if you got one letter of your name, I'll bring the Gula early. Just give up one letter of your name, and I'll bring the Gula early. So Avram Avinu said, I'm not giving up. Yaakov Avinu said, I'm not giving up any of my letters of the name. Omer Yitzhak said, go touch him. Take the sin out of my name. Of Schok. Tell those who study, give me a study instead. I'm prepared to do that. Oh, what's 300 minus 92? To Tanah, now Klai Israel Zoka to go out of Eretz Mitzrayim after 210 years, because they don't need to have Schok. They don't need to be studying Gomels to get out to connect to Yitzhak. They can connect to me, Yitzhak, without the sin. They can connect to me, Yitzhak, with the study. If they connect with me with the study, then they can go out of Mitzrayim and come to Eretz Israel. Okay, so we don't need to be study Gomels. So we need the study. What's the study? Who is the study? What study is study? The Torah describes who is called the classic study in the Torah. Says the Otsa Majoshim, 7 hours, the following. Sadik Yesod Olam. The Sadik who's the foundation of this world is Midas Yosef. It's Yosef HaSadik. The Alasham. The Shom called Hashfar Tachasidim. From there you get all the Hashfar of the goodness and the Rachmonis of Hashem and the Gevur. And he, with that Midas, supports the whole of Klal Yisrael. Only for him is the whole of Klal support. So we don't need hope of Yitzchak, we need the study of Tzadik Yisrael Zolom of Yosef HaTzadik. Why was he called a Tzadik? We have to understand it. If we need this, we have to understand why was he called a Tzadik. Says the Zohar, the Tzadik base, where Shimon says, Ad Eloir Yosef Ahu Ufda. Until the story of Potiphar, Lo Nikri Tzadik, he wasn't called a Tzadik until the story of Potiphar. Kiva Denota Hubris Kaima, since he stayed away from Zuzot with Potiphar, Ikri Tzadik, he's now called a Tzadik. Tzadik Yisod Olam is staying away from Zuzot of Potiphar. What was Yosef Zocher to when he got this name? Just a name, or was he Zocher? So the same Mishmur says the following, 7 Gimel. V'yobah Yosef Esibas Aral Avir. Yosef brought Loshon Hara about his brothers to who? Yaakov Avinu. Yes, Tafel Ovah Kadei Shasha. It was a good intention. He wanted them to be corrected. Rasha Boris Otova, he had good intention. Next step of him was, but it considered, according to his status, the Pekam Madibol, as a Pagam in his speech of Loshon Hara. At the time against Yosef. Hine, we know, Chazal tells us, Brisa Ma'or, Brisa Loshon Mukhavon, the keeping away from Zulot, and not speaking Loshon Hara, are exactly dependent on each other. You keep away from one, you keep out of the other. If you don't, you do both. Okay, Nikomed is the Tzadik. By speaking Loshon Hara, he had a pagam in his tzidkus. So Tzadik, which is Shmir Tabris, is taking away from Tzadik, because you speaking Loshon Hara is also not keeping away from Tzadik. Sure, in order, she attacked Yosef, Milasa, in order to re-establish Yosef to be a Tzadik, it's so Tzadik. After speaking Loshon Hara, must be in the Kotai Torah, be the source of goodness for the whole Kotai Torah. Hotzuk Shubnitzon, Hashem put him into the throne of Zunus, Beishit Potiphar, the Kornus Shubnitzon, and he won. He was successful, and he regained his status of Tzadik Yisod Olam. He lost it from speaking Loshon Hara. He get it back from keeping away from Zunus, because it's the same Yisod. Keeping away from Zunus, Loshon Hara, same Pagam of Tzidkus. Is so Olam. And therefore he regains his status. He did not just get his name, but he got back what he lost. So what is his subject? Is so Olam. We know what subject is. What's this subject? So how do we do this? How do we get it? Let's move to number 8. Because of Yosef and subject, keeping away from Zunus, was also to have the Gula Mitzrayim. That's what Chazal says in Vayikra Rabbah. Says Moshe Shapiro the following thing, number 8 Aleph. Hari Yeshua avodat Yosef. The avodah of Yosef, the shola derech the Yisrael gam the eretz arvus oretz, was protecting Klai Yisrael from Zunus, who are their koach haria. His koach of tzidkus is using your eyes properly. Shalom ha'kam batadu shaklo. He uses his eyes
only to see things which are applicable to him, and never see with his eyes things which are not applicable.
Kol debakal tikkun ha-yesod. This is what yesod. She'tefisas metzias olam. He understands exactly how the world works, what it's there for, who's it for, and what to do with it. He uses his eyes properly to see the emma. So, the mitzvah of yesod is to look to see not what is out there that you can get, but to see inside what you need. That's how you use the eyes properly. And if you do use your eyes properly, and with the eyes, with a concept, my eyes are there to decide what I need to do, and not what I need to get, then automatically you won't come to speak Lashon Hara, and you won't come to do Tzedus. It depends on your outlook in life with those eyes, whether you're going to do Lashon Hara or Tzedus. So let's see what Yosef told him. So he says, Atam Meraglim, well, you are Meraglim. But what's his next words in the Pasuk? Atam Lira says, Eves Oret, you come to see the nus of the land. You come to see the Eva of the land, says the Chizor. Asharisi Kotsev, I saw the name of the Arizal. Shinishkomis HaShvatim went into the Meraglim, which you said, the Shvatim went into the Meraglim. Batam, and the reason, why did the Meraglim go to Shvatim? Tam Shemitzaprin Shvat Eretz, in order to give them a chance to speak good about the land. Nitzakim to rectify their affair of Mechiras Yosef, of selling Yosef. The Shvatim, Mutilatab, they have to be involved to rectify their affair. Yosef's already rectified his affair. But they haven't. They were sold Yosef, they need to rectify it by being Meraglim and speaking good about the land. That's what Asa Meraglim, you need to still fix up your problem. Because Eves Ha'aretz, you got bad eyes. You looked at me badly, you told me, you need to rectify your eye, I already rectified my eye, you need to leave me the Meraglim in the future to see the land in a good fashion, then you rectify. What did the brothers answer for Yosef? For Yomar Lot, Lo Adani Avadech, no! Bali Boko, we're not Meraglim. We just come to get food. Says the Baal HaTzurim. I'm going to carry on fighting this, if you don't mind. Baal HaTzurim says, Pirish, Atem Belo Ani. Yosef is saying, you are Meraglim, but not me. I fixed my eye. Why? Shai Yeshua, Yotzim Amedim. Yeshua comes from me. Lo Hoi Beitz is Meraglim. Yeshua wasn't in the Meraglim, because he comes from me. He's got a good eye. But hey, Omrulu, it's for your Meraglim. Hey, Omrulu, Lo Hoi Abdech Meraglim. He said, no, we're not Meraglim. Pirish, who was speaking? Yehuda was speaking. He rose from the dead, and he always speaks. Gamimene Yotzim Kolev. Yehuda says, I'm not Meraglim, because out of me comes Kolev. And Kolev also has a good eye. Lo Hoya, the Lo Hoya, Gematria Kolev. Gematria Kolev. So Yosef and Yehuda rectified their bad eyes, and therefore Yeshua and Kolev were good eyes in the Meraglim. So how did changing the name of Yeshua work? What did it do? And why did the Menashe not fail? The Menashe should succeed. He's Yosef. So, the Gemara and Sota, I'll say it outside, said, because Yosef was Makadish Shem Shemayim in private with Potiphar, he got an extra letter to his name. He got the letter He, and he was no longer called Yosef, he was called Yehoshua, and he had the Shem Hashem in his name. And because Yehuda rectified his bad eyes with the story of Tamar, and he mitted in front of everyone, and his Makadish changed by the public, his whole name had the Shem Hashem inside him, and both of them rectified their bad eyes with those two deeds, and they both got the Shem Hashem in name. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do with Yeshua? He added a letter to his name. Instead of being called Hosea, he's called Yehoshua. He put Hashem's name. By doing that, he took Yosef's Neshama out of Menashe and put it in the Yeshua from Shevet Ephraim. He transferred Yosef's Neshama from Menashe to be now in Shevet Ephraim, Yeshua, and therefore the ones who spoke good about Israel was Yosef and Yehuda in the form of Yeshua and Kolev. That's how the changing of the, you see the Marmakomos 8e. Final point that we're going to discuss now. So how do we choose the good eye? We just need to be good eyes.
We don't need to be subject to gomors. We just have to have a good eye. Then we can get gooder.
The Muradim failed. Even the Sfotim failed. How are we going to be successful? How are we going to connect to the Mila of Kolev and Yeshua, Joseph and Yehuda? So, there was a second Muradim, and the Haftarah, which was successful. Yeshua sent two spies into Eretz Israel, and they were successful. Who were the two spies? The Zohar says that was Kolev and Pinchas. Where did they go? They were told, you have to go to Rachav's house, the Zohar. Who's Rachav? Rachav, says the Gemara, is somebody for 40 years has been doing Zunus from the age of 10, every day, day in and day out, Zunus, with everybody of importance in the whole country of Canaan. And she is the epitome of Canaan's Tumah. And they were sent, Yeshua and Kolev, to only her house to destroy that Tumah. And what was the result? Became Jewish. And the result of her came Jewish. She married Yehoshua. And what was that? Happened? Says the Gemara, there was also to have, coming out of that union, 8 Nevi'im and Kohen, of that union between Yeshua and Rachav. Says the Arizal, Yeshua already knows Yosef. Who's Rachav? Who's she a Gilgal of? Ashes Poti. Yosef married Ashes Joseph, but not in that first life, in this second. That's what she saw in the stars was correct. Their mission was successful. They took out the Tumah of Canaan, the highest level Tumah of Canaan, and being Kedusha in exile, Tzadik Yesod Olam. So number 10. That's all number 9, if you want to look in the book. Number 10. What power achieved this? Well, you know, good eye. What's good eye? Good eye is the following. Sefer Pilias Adisata says, Yesha Maragel Mesad Kedusha. There's a Maragel which is good. Maragelim doesn't mean bad, there's a Maragel is good. Who's that? He's Sadik Sodolom is a Maragel. What's he do? Mashpia the Malkus Dafka Mokashan. He looks for problems. For Shomer Shpia. But then, when he sees the problem, he wants to see the weaknesses in everything, but not to destroy the king and destroy the country, but to see the weaknesses and to fix them. That's what a Sadik is so Olam. He uses his eyes as a Maragel to see all the problems in order to fix them. So, summary of today. Take literally 1 minute and 20 seconds. I'll read it quickly. You can have a copy afterwards. Land of Israel was hijacked by the Tumah of Canaan, and if Israel had any chance in conquering it, we needed first to destroy this Tumah. However, we had come out too early, and time was not right to rid the lands of Canaan. If we were going to be successful, we needed to use special cards, the Zuchus of Yitzhak Avinu. The Meraglim people's stature were chosen for this task. Yitzhak Avinu was the only one of the others that never left Eretz Yisrael. We could be Zohar even earlier to enter if we hooked on to his Zuchus. However, Yitzhak Avinu's characteristic was way above us. One who had crystal clear clarity of knowing the true Rots of Hashem and everything he came in contact with and fulfilling that Rotson without any compromise. Yitzhak Avinu came to assist us and lighten our burden. We needed to have the characteristic of Yosef HaTzadik. A Tzadik Yisro Olam, an Ayin Tova, good eye, that would be good enough. The Meraglim were chosen men of stature. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw these men of stature had cracks in their character and instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Shomers into these people, men of Sitzes and Chomer, to help achieve their mission. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shvatim Kedoshim into each one of the Meraglim. Many years back, Yosef HaTzadik saw the future and predicted the Shvatim would not be successful to turn the Meraglim round, as they themselves had not rectified the Vera of Stella Yosef, which was a flaw in Ayin Tova. Yosef himself, who had fallen in the same flaw of Ayin Tova, had rectified it with the Nisona Potiphar. And Yehuda himself had fixed up the Ayin Tova with the Parshat Tamar. However, the Meragim had the Neshamas of Yosef's Tzadik, Yehuda would also be successful. Initially, Shevet Menashe was chosen, as this was the Bachor of Yosef. However, Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Ephraim was the main extension of Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu therefore changed Yehoshua's name, bringing Hashem's name into him, and with that, Yehoshua's HaTzadik. Yehoshua and Kolev were successful as being Meraglim, but this was not enough, as the others brought down everyone. Bring out the Kedusha is what's essential to send
Muradim first, defeat the spiritual forces, and that's what we need to do nowadays. Our duty is to bring this Kedusha back to ourselves. We can only do this if we follow the success of Yeshua's Muradim, of being Muradim of Kedusha. This is achieved with Chochmah. Understand that we are here to look for spiritual problems, not to be embarrassed of our flaws, design plans of correction, to install these plans with patience, and to constantly give and help others in a very smooth fashion. To copy the Sadiq Yisrael Olam, to use Yitzchak of being the citizens of Kedusha Sanaim, to look into ourselves rather than look out of ourselves. May we be zocher to the great Arizal tradition and the holy words of the Chidah that says, Yisuchus Yitzchak Nami Tiyeh Gula Tudah. In the future, the final redemption will come to Yisuchus Yitzchak. Medina Elyonu, as we say, Nachamu, Nachamu, which is the Gematria of Yitzchak. We zocher to the Bina and Beit HaMedosh, B'mehevi Amenu, and Zuchus, for the Gula Krovah B'mehevi Amenu, and he should be a real, and yes, the Shoma, for the great Tzaddik, so no long that we have lost, being in our presence, Moshe Zelig Ben Zerah. Have a good Shabbos.